Today on Moose Tracks and Stupid News, a guy's like, hey, you're dead. You're not using that debit card anymore. I need anchovy pizza.
And in real life Stupid News, my boyfriend was like, I was playing Call of Duty. I couldn't get ready for this wedding. Here's my Nike shoes.
Busy day.
Laser 103.3's Moose Tracks. All the best moments from today's Morning Moose Show in one bite-sized piece.
Slap happy sons of bitches.
Sorry. Just a stupid little button here.
That's stupid. Stupid news. Laser 103.3.
The stupid news, 5:57, 50, and 4:20. Nadia.
Well,
Nadia.
God, there's just so many great things about this stupid news. We'll do the somewhat political stupid news first. And this woman named Deborah, she is running for city council in Wyoming. I know. And she may have to drop out of the race.
Affair with a 14-year-old.
No, her secret identity has been discovered.
Shaquan Barkley.
It turns out she has a side job where she does...
Prostitute, stripper.
Online strip teases.
Yes.
Under the name... Are you ready?
Sassy McGillicuddy.
Misty Crockett.
There you go.
And... she sells her used undies and gym shorts to guys who have a fetish for that kind of stuff. Wow, sneak peek into my life.
Misty Crockett.
Hi, boys.
She's
looking for rezoning applications for that school district? Come talk to me.
Yeah, I guess she's been doing it for about a year, and it was, quote, an interesting experience. And she said, if you want to run for public office, probably not a good idea.
Deborah, what's her real name?
Deborah Reno.
Like the Nevada?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh, she's kind of rough looking.
Hi,
boys. Send me a pack of Pall Malls and I'll wiggle my left nip for you.
I'm Misty, USA girl next door, sharing fantasies and fetishes with used panty buyers and my friends.
If you vomit on my underwear, okay.
So, Misty Crockett / Deborah, out of the race.
Misty's her.
Like, Crockett? Why did you pick... That's the least sexy last name I know.
I don't know if it's that unsexy. It kind of sounds
Well, I think of Davy Crockett.
Its intonation sounds like another word that I can't
right.
say.
Was Davy Crockett the one with the apples? Was that Paul Bunyan? Who was the one with the Johnny Appleseed?
Yeah, who cares?
Insert forehead slap here.
Anyway, did she win the election?
Girl, no. She sure did not. Her opponent went so fast to, you know, run to the moral high ground thing that I'm pretty sure he probably sprained an ankle. And there's this 24-year-old guy named Robert. He's in Bangor, Wales.
Roberto.
And 3 years ago, he noticed that his... neighbor's mail was piling up, and he busted down her door and found that she died in her apartment.
Oh, no.
Now, it gets worse, like, way worse. So, instead of calling the cops, he decided to start using her damn debit card.
Oh, that's...
Didn't let anyone know she died.
So just left her there?
Yes!
Oh, no.
So for the next 2 years...
Oh, my God.
2 years! He used it the exact same way every single day. And that was to order a medium pizza with anchovies on top from Domino's.
Nice.
Then... he used her card to pay for a cell phone, pay some bills, and to keep paying to keep her power on so no one would realize she was dead.
Stay classy, brother.
The majority of the money went to pizza. He wound up stealing about $15,000 from her, $8,000 of which went to these damn anchovy pizzas from Domino's. And he finally got busted this year. He was convicted of 11 counts of fraud, and he should be seeing some jail time, but you kept this woman dead in her house.
So you can get pizza.
For 2 years! 2 years! Meanwhile, her grandkids are like, wow, haven't heard from Grandma Bippipa in some time.
I mean, I don't want to sound too dour,
yeah.
But it sounds like nobody missed her.
I know, and that's a sad thing.
Nobody came pounding on her door after 3 weeks.
What's weird is that he goes into this house, sees her dead, and instead of going, oh my God, he goes, oh my God, okay, look at that debit card.
Purse is right there.
Let me get that anchovy. Nom, 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 nom.
Whoa there, stupid.
What a mess.
Yeah, classy.
Get the full Morning Moose experience weekdays from 5:30 to 10. Now, back to more Moose Tracks.
Oh my God, I'm
Seems like you're going to a wedding every other week.
Sorry, I'm out of breath. I ran from the bathroom to here. That was a lot of cardio for a Monday morning. Everyone is getting married now, it seems like. A lot of my friends are getting married. A lot of Tyler's friends are getting married. And Tyler, for some reason, has like a decent amount of friends, even though he doesn't talk ever really. So we've been getting invited to some of those weddings, and we went to one this weekend. First of all, it was a whole thing because Tyler doesn't understand that you need fall wedding attire and summer wedding attire and winter wedding attire, and he told me to wear an outfit that I wore to a wedding in the summer.
So what's wrong with that?
You can't do that.
Who cares?
It's summer colors.
Is it really that big of a deal?
Yes! You have to wear fall colors for fall weddings. You can't just... What?
That is so antithesis of what, like, the guy goes through when going to a wedding. Any wedding, spring, summer, or fall, guy's like, where's my blue shirt with the tie? Done.
You know what this man did? Do you know what he did? So the new Call of Duty came out, and he got it on the PC. So he's been playing it all freaking week. He played Zombies without me. I'm still pissed about it. Anyway, so Saturday, I'm getting ready. You know, I'm getting my face beat. Eh, gotta get it all ready. Gotta comb my eyebrows.
Comb your eyebrows?
Yeah, they're really fuzzy.
That's a thing?
You gotta comb them up. Getting, you know, getting dressed, putting my new dress on because it's a fall wedding. I had to get a new dress from fall wedding. And Tyler comes and picks me up. Do you know what this man is wearing, Moose?
A Call of Duty t-shirt?
No. He's wearing khakis, khaki pants.
Right.
Which he can't even wear to work. Like, he has to wear dress slacks to work. A button-down, like, plaid kind of flannel shirt, and Nike shoes.
To a wedding?
Yes!
Was it flannel shirt tucked in?
Well, to the reception. It was like a kind of a plaid shirt. Not really flannel, but like a plaid dress shirt. No
tie. I think I know what you're talking about.
No tie, no jacket, no dress shoes. And I get in the car, I have heels on, makeup done, new necklace on, dress on. And I said, what are you doing? Why are you dressed like this?
Are you looking for equality with the dress between the man and the woman?
Well,
because that's not going to happen.
Wait, his excuse...
Like, guys can get away with being a little more slag than ladies.
Is the best. I said, babe, why are you wearing Nike? Because he's never worn Nike shoes to any wedding we've ever been to. So I was like...
I'm supporting Colin Kaepernick.
I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, I was busy all day. Meanwhile, I had to work at the bank. I had to work at the bank 9 to noon. Then I had to go to Uncle Rux's 1 to 3. I had to go get my mustache done at the mall. It was bad. I had to run home, get dressed. And I was like, what have you been doing all day that you've been so busy that you've had such a hard day? And he's like...
Tell me you said Call of Duty.
Well, the new Call of Duty came out. I was like, that's not an excuse!
Yes, it is.
That's not an excuse!
Babe, you know how important the video games are to me. And the COD is out.
The COD's out, bro.
COD's out, bro.
COD's out, man.
Well, that's busy. I mean,
and I said, so you've been playing. I had to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning to go to the station and, you know, do stuff. Then I had to go home, get dressed, go to work, change at work.
This was Saturday?
Go to other work, yeah. Run to the mall, get my eyebrows done, do this. And I said, and you've been sitting at home all day since 7 o'clock this morning playing Call of Duty and probably watching Pornhub. Let's be serious.
Did he admit to the Pornhub?
Girl, no, but you know, we all know it is. It was a Saturday, but it's based on his... Anyway, doesn't matter.
I come to find, like, no matter how busy you are as a man, you're never going to be busier than the woman. Even if you are busier,
right,
it's never going to fly. He could have said, I volunteered at the homeless shelter. I helped build that house for Habitat for Humanity. I went to work. I showed a kid how to play Call of Duty. And I helped the kid make dinner for his family because his mom's sick and I had to help her out. And if he said that to you, you'd be like, ugh, I had to do my eyebrows and my mustache, and then I had to work, so don't give me that.
Yeah.
That's how that'd work, right?
Tyler's, no, though?
Yes!
There was one day Tyler got home from work at like 5:30, and Tyler can usually leave the office at like 3:45.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I need to stay at the office late. I didn't get up till 5:30.
And I was like, oh, you poor thing. I had to get up at 4:30, and I didn't get home until 6! So I don't care! And you're telling me you were too busy playing COD to put on shoes that weren't Nikes.
Like, unless he was building up this Call of Duty release for 2 weeks, saying how important it is to him, he can't wait. He can't use that card. Play that card.
I wasn't even upset that he spent all day playing it. I was upset that he played Zombies without me.
Moose Tracks. Moose Tracks. Moose Tracks. Moose Tracks.